T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Couple of things to look forward to, not only this weekend, but next week. The Lance Armstrong documentary, part two, is Sunday. We need to discuss whether we should watch that and talk about it. And also, next week, Monday through Friday, after the drive, is the Shockers 1989 baseball team's run through the College World Series. We'll have some historic audio thanks to our very own Tony Dusing. Hopefully we'll have Mike Kennedy on to kind of preview that. So that's what we got to look forward to Sunday and then the week after that and the month of June. So do we need to watch Lance? Do we need to watch that and talk about it? He's a fascinating guy, even if he's unsavory and unpopular, even after he's ousted as we wait for Lee Sterling. What do you think?
You know, I've got it recorded. I haven't watched yet. I don't know why.
Well, hit me up if you think we need to watch and discuss it. Or if you do watch it and say, hey, it's kick-ass, we need to
revisit McGuire and Sosa?
I don't know if it's immediately after Lance, which would be not this Sunday but next Sunday, but it's coming up. That and the Bruce Lee one are both coming up.
Which I don't – what do I need to know about Bruce Lee? Is there something mystical about Bruce Lee that I'm missing? I mean, I saw Enter the Dragon back in the day, and but I mean, I don't know. I think of Bruce Lee as the Hornet in the Green Lantern or whatever the hell it is. Yeah, I think that was right.
Well,
yeah.
It sounds to me like you do need to be schooled on Bruce Lee after all.
But do I need to be schooled in an entire documentary?
I don't know. Maybe he's worth it. All right, let's talk to Lee Sterling, shall we? ParamountSports.com's very own and our handicapping insider Lee Sterling joining us and making his triumphant return here on Sports Daily. Lee, how are you?
Good, considering.
Right?
I got to be honest with you. There was a couple days. I woke up twice. So I got to be completely honest with you. There was twice I woke up, and it was a Monday, and I thought it was a Wednesday. And another time it was a Sunday, and I thought it was a Thursday. So that's what happens for the first time ever when – you don't work. I had worked for 35 straight years, and except for the time between like the NBA finals in mid-June and August, and I'm still studying NFL and college games, watching them for 4 or 5 hours every day. I'm just one of these guys that works, likes to work every day, might take a day or two off. So it was strange not having a whole lot of purpose, and just tried to look, you know, on the positive and fill it in with a little more exercise and watch a lot of TV and movies.
Yeah, but yours is a line of work, though, Lee, in that there is no off season. So you've got to be researching. You've got to be have all your TVs on. There's always something for you.
Yeah, I needed to take some time off. I couldn't, I was not going to start watching college games. Usually I watch the spring games starting in mid to late March, and there's no spring game. So just took the time off, spent some time with the family, and just tried to get in a little more exercise than normal and enjoy the time. And it's not easy. I've had some friends. I had one friend who actually was put on a ventilator and was able to get off of it, and he's fine now, and had a lot of friends and relatives lose their jobs. So some trying times for a lot of people.
Yep.
Lee, from a standpoint of what you do and what you do so well, I mean, how active are you now in the Bundesliga or UFC or Korean baseball or some of the places where the ponies are running? Are you able to throw some things together to make that work? How much handle is there out there right now? And how badly do you need football to come around?
So I need it to come around, football. And I think we're going to see college and pro football and the NBA and the NHL will start before that. I'm an optimist. I think we're going to have the stands half full, or maybe even they might be packed. So I think things are improving, and I think that we need it. But I only do football, basketball, and the UFC. It turns out one of my employees is a former MMA fighter, and we've done extremely well. We actually won 8 of the last 10 cards, and I'm not talking about like going 2-1. We've been 3-1, 4-1, 5-2 in our selections. But I'm just not going to do the ponies. I'm not going to do curling. I'm not going to do Korean baseball. Sure. I don't know it, and I just think that it cheapens your product, and you're just taking a wild stab at something you don't know well. So I'd rather do what I do best and give that to my clients where we have the best chance of winning. And that's, you know, sometimes it's better to lay off instead of just throwing out a lot of selections just for action.
Yeah, straight shooter Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com talking handicapping. One of the sports that was the quickest to come back was UFC, and it lends itself to live sporting events and during a pandemic, even though we never considered that ever before. But they've had some fairly big bouts. How have you been doing, and what would you say to UFC fans out there for the immediate future?
So I think it's bright for the UFC. Now, the card Saturday night is not as good as first three cards, but, you know, sometimes you get some mismatches in cards like this. So it's Gilbert Burns taking on the former champion Tyrone Woodley. The chosen one, Tyrone Woodley, is a 175 favorite. That's a feature fight. Now these start at 5 o'clock, so you gotta. It's not gonna. One of the first fights that I like is the first fight of the night. So you gotta be ready to fire. And most of these offshores are carrying it. I have 7 different offshore accounts, and all of them have odds for these fights. And I like Tyrone Woodley in the feature bout. I just think he's a different class of fighter, and I think he's gonna take care of business. And then another free selection I'm going to give out is, you're going to like this nickname. This is an all-time nickname. It's not going to invoke a whole lot of fear in his opponent. Spike the Alpha Ginger Carlisle. It's actually an underdog. That's 120.
Hey, you are what you are, right? So you might as well own it.
Oh, that's awesome.
He might be drained by Ron Howard. Just kidding.
Right.
But he's fighting Billy Quarantillo. It's in the middle of the card. A kicker and a wrestler. I just think that he's going to swarm this kid, Billy Quarantillo, who's susceptible to a high head kick. So that's a nice underdog I'm giving out for free. And if they want to get my top 5 selections, we rate them from 10 to 50 units. And my first ever 50-unit selection in the UFC goes on Saturday. It's one of the first fights, and it's a near pick'em odds. So if they want to get that, and you know, in football, we're 42-18 on our 40 to 50 unit selections, over 70% on our big releases. So it's first big release ever in the UFC. Just go to ParamountSports.com. It's 5 selections for $55 for the Saturday night card. And if we don't produce a winning card, you will get the following week for free UFC 250. So, like I said, just want to wish you guys and your staff and all the listeners out there, you just want to stay safe during these times. I think things are going to improve pretty quickly.
Well, we need you back,
so,
because you give us about 12 or 15 minutes off every Friday in the fall. So that's what we need out of you.
How about movies and TV? Any winners that you've seen?
Bruce and I were talking about Ozark quite a bit at the beginning of this.
Right.
I was just fascinated with that one. That was a big one for me.
That was my winner along with Succession. I just think that Jason Bateman, Laura Linney, and also Julia Garner, their acting is spot on. My daughter, my youngest, goes to North Carolina School of the Arts, really small acting school, and they also have filmmaking there. And so she's been able to teach me a lot about the art of acting and filmmaking. And it's a school with, like, Lucas Hedges, Mary Louise Parker, Jada Pinkett Smith have gone there, and Judd Reinhold. And I just think that their acting is spot on. And I'm going to give you one. It was Waco. Did you guys see Waco, the six-part series?
I've heard. I did not see it. I heard it was good, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And I usually don't watch them, and I'm not into these, but I thought Taylor Kitsch, he's the actor who played in Friday Night Lights. Remember the heartthrob Riggins, the running back?
Yes. Sure.
He's the lead, and he must be. He is. Now he's not big and buff anymore. He's small, thin, got wiry hair with glasses. He plays David Koresh. He is spot on. He's that good. Also, Julia Garner from Ozarks in it, who plays, you know, the shopkeeper with the Missouri accent, Southern accent. She is great.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Check that out. It's a 6-part series. Every episode's less than an hour. The first two kind of set it up. They're not real fast, and then from episode 3 to 6, you won't want to take a break. Check out Waco. I thought it was one of the sleepers of the summer.
I've heard that from one of our Afternoon Drive co-hosts. He said the same thing about Waco. Before we let you go, Lee, yep. I want to get your opinion on futures and props. Are you into that? Do you tell your clients about that? Or it's like, no, let's just wait till the season gets here and we'll go in the nuts and bolts.
No, we do now. I think there's some value. We'll release it to our clients probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks now because, you know, the draft's over, free agency, and things are set. Now, the only thing we don't know is as far as the crowds. Like, you don't want to play Seattle over if they have no crowd, home crowd. So
right.
That could cost them a victory or two because they get 2 or 3 extra penalties against their opponents. So, there's some value in it. The key is you don't want to play 8 or 10 selections. You want to pick probably your top 2 or 3.
Sounds good. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Hopefully, we'll reconnect with you real soon. Stay safe until then, okay, Lee?
Thanks, Lee.
Great talking to you.
Awesome. Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com. All right, moving on. We've got the Sendio HRO Twitter question coming up, and also in about 40 minutes from now, our latest out-of-work media guy, he's not a broadcaster, but Josh Lewenberg, the Raptors beat reporter, had an interesting tweet yesterday or maybe the day before about Fred VanVleet's pessimism, shall we say, to crank back up the NBA season. And what's the difference between the United States and Canada when it comes to the border and the pandemic? And Josh can answer all those questions. So our latest Out of Work Media Guy segment will come your way at 10:25. And then on this day, by Superior Rents, will happen about an hour from now. That is what's on tap for the rest of the show, courtesy of Side Pockets out of Tyler Crossing. Twitter, coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.